from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. While a lot of people are giving thanks this week, it's fair to say 79 former state prison inmates are particularly grateful. In an annual rite of forgiveness, Governor Jerry Brown granted 79 pardons to people who've served their time and demonstrated exemplary behavior for years afterwards. A pardon does not expunge a criminal conviction, but you can legally purchase firearms, unless you were convicted of an offense that involved a dangerous weapon. You don't have to register as a sex offender again, and you can serve on a California jury trial. You don't need a pardon to vote. That right's automatically restored once a felon is released from prison and discharged from parole. A widespread hunger strike last year spurred prison officials to take another look at thousands of alleged prison gang members being held in isolation. Now, as Michael Montgomery reports, some of the inmates may soon be leaving these special security housing units.
In the 77 case reviews completed so far, prison officials determined that more than half the inmates no longer belong in the controversial units, where they have had little contact with staff or other inmates, sometimes for decades. Associate Corrections Director Kelly Harrington.
There are individuals back from the early 80s to the mid 80s, all the way up through around 2010 that have been reviewed and are being released.
Not released to the streets. Harrington says the inmates will be moved to regular prisons because officials found no evidence that they were involved in gang activity. Other inmates still connected to gangs will be allowed to work their way out of the isolation units by participating in special programs. Despite these changes, civil rights groups are pressing ahead with a lawsuit claiming the special units are cruel and inhumane. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery.
California is one of the fastest-growing regions for the Village Movement. It's a neighbor-to-neighbor network that helps seniors stay in their homes as they age. From KAZU, Krista Almanzan reports on one of the latest villages to open its doors.
Nettie Porter's office in the seaside town of Carmel is just the right size to fit her desk and a couple of chairs for visitors. So you wouldn't know just by looking that this is the heart of the Monterey Bay Village.
It is a virtual village.
The Monterey Bay Village is a nonprofit network for local seniors. It helps them stay in their homes by assisting them with the little things that can make a big difference, like a ride to the grocery store, help finding a handyman, or even someone to play chess with. That's where Porter comes in. She's the village director and sole employee.
Monterey Bay Village, this is Nettie.
When village members call her office looking for, say, someone to mow their lawn, she turns to her thick green binder of vetted service providers and volunteers. She says this service is not a replacement for a nursing home, but it does fill a gap.
Some people can age in their homes until they pass away. Other members may have to go to some other assisted living. And so the village might give them an extra 3 to 5 years in their homes before they have to consider other resources.
82-year-old Gerda Rain joined the Monterey Bay Village when it launched in July. As she walks through her Carmel home, it's clear she's quickly grown to rely on the village.
My first problem was...
First, she called for help with the burned-out light bulb in her hallway. Nettie Porter sent a volunteer over to change it.
It took him less than 5 minutes. It was what would have taken me 5 hours by the time I'd gotten a little stepping stool and everything, you know.
Then she had a leaky faucet in the bathroom.
Somebody came and just tightened it.
Gerda has glaucoma, so she doesn't drive too far beyond her neighborhood. And lately, she has fewer and fewer friends she can rely on for a ride to the doctor. Now, when she needs a ride, she just calls the village.
They drive right into my driveway, and I just have to walk a couple of steps, see?
Gerda bought this house with her late husband decades ago. She has a lot of memories here, and she loves to sit in her garden courtyard.
It's security. I've lived in this home for 41 years, you know, and especially when you have a vision problem, you know. I mean, you know where every chair is, and, you know, I want to stay in here as long as I can.
Staying at home as long as possible is the idea that launched the Village Movement 10 years ago in Boston's Beacon Hill neighborhood. That's where a group of neighbors devised this way to help each other age in place. Today, the Village to Village network has more than 90 villages across the nation and over 100 in development. Each village is different because members define their village based on their needs. So some are more social, while others, like the Monterey Bay Village, are more service-oriented. UC Berkeley professor of aging Andy Sharlack studies the movement. He says villages empower seniors because they play a role in creating something.
As we get older, the opportunities to do that become less and less, especially when we're not engaged in the paid workforce, etc. And so I think it provides a very vital venue for people to feel empowered and to make a difference in their communities.
Villages can serve an area as small as a neighborhood or as large as a region. In California, the San Francisco Bay Area has about a dozen villages. You can also find them as far north as Chico and south in San Diego. The village movement is booming here.
I think a lot of it is this West young man, quote-unquote, notion that has led California to be seen and to become a source of innovation. And so I really see the really explosive growth of villages in California as reflecting that.
California's villages could serve as a model as the movement continues to grow across the nation. Sharlack is studying several different villages, looking at best practices, the effectiveness of different village models, and what it takes to succeed. Funding can be one challenge to success. The Monterey Bay Village is backed by the Carmel Foundation, but like other villages, also relies on donations, grants, and membership dues. Here, dues are $360 a year. Nettie Porter says right now, funding isn't her biggest challenge.
The challenge is the NRYs, the not ready yets. A lot of seniors see the value in joining a village, but they're just not ready yet. And so what we try to stress is to join now to have something in place when a crisis happens in your life so that you're not doing crisis management, but you've got everything lined up and in place whenever you do have the needs for village services.
The Monterey Bay Village has 37 members, but Porter hopes it will reach 150. For the California Report, I'm Krista Omenzon.
Join the thousands of listeners who take the California Report podcast. You can listen on your own time, wherever you like. Search for the show on iTunes or look for the link at our website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Wednesday, December 26th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Follis Family Fund for coverage of climate change. Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as data storage, compression, and disaster recovery. Barracuda.com.